686-2237.
It's like alphabet soup when it comes to the Republicans running to be the occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah, and to unseat the incumbent, Barack Obama. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, now is saying he's going to decide whether or not in the next couple of days whether or not he really wants to run. So suddenly he may be back. He might be back in the middle of it, even though he had said, forget it, I'm not going to run. I have things to deal with in New Jersey as the governor of this state. Now somebody has persuaded him that he might have a huge chance. In the meantime, a couple of straw polls showed a few things. One, in Florida, Herman Cain, the pizza businessman, the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, ends up winning that one. In the meantime, Michigan native Mitt Romney slammed his Republican rivals in a Michigan straw poll, even though he's not involved in the straw polls. So what do you make of that? A little of this, a little of that, and maybe a whole lot of nothing. Because what do the straw polls really show anyway? There have been a lot of different winners for all these different straw polls that have been out there so far. So do you put a lot of stock in it in the first place when you're talking about a very small group of people? Is this a real litmus test or not? Or do you say throw all the junk out? In the meantime, on the Hill, there's still huge problems when it comes to the budget. And will Washington shut down? The threats of a shutdown now for the third time in 6 months. Can you imagine? The third time in 6 months. What a bunch of ninnies. Always threatening. We have to get this done or we're going to shut down Washington. I mean, it's falling on deaf ears, I think, across the rest of the United States. For all the nooks and crannies and all the spots where America Tonight is heard, I think all of you are just dog-tired of the same old thing. And what everybody wants to know is, when are we going to have jobs? When is the economy going to turn around instead of precariously balancing on the end of a ledge, because that's where we are. We are on the end of a ledge, and we're not rigged up like the guys who are doing the construction 100-some floors up. Or maybe a little less than that. But you get my drift. We don't have all the hooks and all the things that they have. I mean, we are literally on the edge. That's where we're at. So the 2012 elections are very important, but seem so far away. That's why I say that about the straw polls. Of course, Mitt Romney wins. He's from Michigan. He's not even there, but he's from Michigan. So he takes 51% of the 681 votes. Notice what I said, 681 votes that were cast. Rick Perry, the Texas governor, gets 17%. Ron Paul, the Texas congressman, and Herm Cain, who wins the Florida straw poll, they got 8%. So make out of the straw poll what you will. I think the big story is the fact that Governor Christie is somehow being talked out of the corner and into stepping into the light to maybe try to throw himself in the middle of this thing. And if he does, he has a lot of backing, despite all the people that will tell you, oh, wait a second, do you know what he's doing in New Jersey? Because you'll find a few of those. But he definitely has some strong backing from some major Republicans in the party who would love nothing better than to see him be part of the field and think that he has a much better chance than some of the others against Barack Obama. And, you know, everyone around Christie keeps saying it's not true, he's not going to run. But now it comes out that he, despite people saying that he might not run, that he's not going to run, that he's actually thinking of doing it, actually thinking of jumping in there. Here's what Senator Mitch Daniels had to say about Rick Perry, who came in second in that Michigan straw poll that I just mentioned of the less than 700 people. And then in the Florida straw poll, he definitely had spent a lot of time there and did not win it. As I said, Herman Cain wins it, and Mitt Romney came in third. Perry came in second, but with only 15% of the vote that was out there. And while Cain had a landslide with 37% of the vote, here's what one take was. Here's what Senator Daniels' take was on Perry and whether or not he's still viable.
I think it's way too early to know or to pronounce last rites over one performance. There's so many of these, you know, too many maybe. And so let's say he hasn't been in it that long. I'd cut him a little slack and give him a little time.
All right, I like the way you said that, last rites. If you were performing last rites on some of these candidates, who would make the list? Well, the answer is you keep seeing the same guys in single digits, but maybe that turns around. So I agree with Senator Daniels. It's too early to call at this point because some things could shake out and change as you get closer and closer and closer to Tampa, which is where the Republican convention is going to be held. And, of course, before August of next year, it'll be decided. It'll be closer, certainly. But it might not even be Rick Perry, and it might not be Mitt Romney. Maybe it's going to be Chris Christie, or maybe somebody else comes out of nowhere. Maybe it's going to be Ron Paul. Would anybody be shocked if Ron Paul got the nomination? Would anybody be shocked if Newt Gingrich got the nomination, or John Huntsman, or Rick Santorum? It does seem unlikely. They seem like the unlikely bunch because, frankly, it is about momentum and who's getting the momentum. Forget the straw polls and some of that stuff, but just the momentum. Who's getting the headlines that has a very broad base? Who are the candidates that are being talked about the most? Whether it's fair or not, you know, that's a lot of times where things lie. We know this, hope and change cannot be what this president is pushing again for part two of trying to get elected a second time around. I don't know what the mantra ultimately will be for the Democrats, but I have a few suggestions. I'm going to tell you about those next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, jam on it, 800-259-5791. Change you can count on. Remember, that was the first time around for Obama. Quickly, here's a couple of slogans I hear that they're tossing around that you possibly might see on some placards. Why ask why? Just vote Obama and don't tell anyone. How about this one? More beer summits, less substance. Let's all get drunk and vote for Obama. Here's the third one. Let's blame the rich. Vote for Obama, and he'll give you his money. All right. That's it. That's my three suggestions. No reaction from the crowd in Minneapolis? What? What happened to the creative team? Jon Stewart has 300 writers. Why does he keep winning the Emmys? Of course, he's a funny guy, but come on, he's got writers. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Okay, you know, you said something about throwing them all out, and I just came across this little saying. It says, you can't pick up a turd by the clean end.
I like that. That's good.
Throw them all out, man, really. You know, what they did, both parties did to us with this last $2 trillion hike in the debt ceiling and then reducing the debt this year by $22 billion. Come on. I think, you know, it's interesting. It's like a really interesting soap opera, this whole political thing, you know. And Perry just shot himself in the head, you know, by saying that if you don't give illegal Mexicans $100,000 in tuition assistance, you don't have a heart. So I think he maybe should run for president of Mexico. I don't know.
They like him in Mexico.
Yeah, they must love him in Mexico.
Yeah.
But I think he's toast. And if Chris Christie or whatever his name is wants to come in, he better plan out his immigration strategy a little bit better than the old Texas Governor Perry there. What are people in Texas saying about that whole that whole thing.
You know what? They're just dismissing it. A lot of people in Texas like Rick Perry, so they want to vote for him. They say, well, every candidate has his flaws, and he's tough in other areas, and he's just talking about Texas as the state of Texas, but he still wants borders to be secured. So it's easy to dismiss it. You just spin it. But I agree with you. I think there's no spinning that he was giving money to kids of illegals. What about all the other kids in the other neighborhoods? How come they weren't getting money?
Yeah, what about, you know, Tommy and Sue, USA, who for 12 years study real hard and keep their nose clean, and then when they want to go to college, you know, they got to pay an extra $100,000 where, you know, somebody comes in illegally from Mexico and they get a free ride. It's incredible. I can't believe it, and he will not get my vote. Sorry. So we'll see what happens. You know, his chances of becoming president are going down faster than the speed of light, which is what happened Thursday. Did you hear that they found things going faster than the speed of light?
Yeah, you're talking about the URS,
the
dead satellite, yeah.
The neutrinos, yeah. Not the satellite, the neutrinos. They're doing experiments over there in Europe where they had this. They were going to build one in Texas. They went and built a big underground collider, and then they ran out of money. So they built a smaller one in Europe. And Thursday, they measured some things called neutrinos that were going faster than the speed of light, which is supposedly not supposed to happen. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, look it up. Have your people,
my people.
Talk to my people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have my people talk to your people. Thanks, Tomas. Ken in Connecticut, you have the floor. Hello.
How you doing, Kate?
I'm good.
I was, you were talking about the Senate and the Congress before, and I was thinking, you know, these guys are like little kids that don't do their homework. It's like they wait to the last second just before they go to class, and they say, hey, let's do it right now, you know, just before we get to class. We'll see if I can get these questions right. Because they're just awful these days.
And I agree with you.
It's just unbelievable. And, you know, there's also a parallel going on. When I was in high school, I remember when, if you remember Governor Weicker in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And, my niece is in, she's a sophomore in high school. And it reminds me of the same thing. We're like in the same period right now. She's about to graduate high school. She's going to go to college and she's going to have problems getting a job out. And, you know, and I really, you know, you could just see these things just, you know, going down the road, and I feel sorry for these people that are like, you know, between 13 and 15 right now. I think it's just a crime, you know, because they got a big uphill climb.
They do have a big uphill climb.
And it's such a disaster in this country that has to happen. You know, we have such a good country and. You know, and why does Canada, you know, who had a 50% tax rate, I mean, how come they're doing so well? You know, I don't understand it.
Well, doing so well in terms of what? I mean, you're talking about a smaller country. You're talking about, it's like when the healthcare comparisons are made. We've had plenty of people that call this show. We've had some on. Oh, the healthcare, Ken, you don't want their healthcare system. Half of them are trying to come to the United States when they have to have some kind of a elective surgery because they would get a bed quicker. So while some things are thriving and they're much more than surviving in Canada, I don't know that I would trade what we have in the United States for Canada.
Hmm.
I mean, again, remember the population. And remember their system. I think the biggest problem here we have is the politics, is the grind of the politics. And that's why I say we need like a third party. We need a house cleaning. I know it's easy to say that, but we've gone down this deficit road for just way too long. And the problem is they keep putting Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid, because that's what's going to happen again with the agreement on the emergency money for FEMA, and, oh, the government might shut down. So then they put a Band-Aid on it, and they never make a hardcore decision until the very bitter end.
Now, what's the difference between the grassroots party and like, the Tea Party and the Republicans? And, you know, it kind of confuses me because I see the Tea Party and the Republican debate. And, you know, it's the grassroots. And it's just so confusing. You know, it used to be the Republicans and the Democrats and the Independents.
You know, true. But it is still. But when you say grassroots, I mean, you know what that means. It means people that are just, they don't have the big bucks backing them. They don't have the big corporations. They're just out there. They're peppering the populace with everything they can. The Tea Party started because of the frustrations people were having over the tax issues, especially in the deficit. It was like the number one thing, talking about future generations. So there started to be rallies that would pop up in Washington and Florida and Illinois, all over the place. And then that became the so-called Tea Party. And there are different groups that are part of this Tea Party. But the Tea Party isn't an official voting party. It is a grassroots group that has influence.
Because that was just confusing to me. I see these guys, Tea Party, and I see Republicans, and I'm just confused. And I don't understand why in these debates, when these guys are asking the questions, why aren't they asking about OPEC and China and the overseas? And I don't understand it.
You know what? I agree with you. Well, I don't understand why that's not being asked, although we could ask ourselves who are holding the debates. Look at the various networks. And even though, you know, there's a difference between a talk show host, which is opinion-based, versus someone who's, quotes, a news moderator or from a news organization. And I think what happens is they filter out the questions and they focus them on the economy, and nobody's going after the China issue at all. And it should be, they should be going after they should ask the questions about China. Where do you stand on that? Although you see what many of the candidates are saying with trade agreements and everything else. And I think there's some sidestepping on China. But that's a good question. Why aren't they talking about OPEC? Why aren't they talking about that more? Why aren't they focused on the energy situation? And they should be, frankly, because we see what's happening with China dangling our debt over our heads and then undercutting us with their currency. Now, Mitt Romney has talked a lot about China and says that we have to put our foot down there, but he hasn't been asked that question in the debates. Stay with us. More Money Matters next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The economy, and what are you doing to make ends meet, and what do you do when you look at the markets and fear that the markets are constantly going to crash, and you have a 401k, a basket of whatever stocks, and do you sit on gold? I mean, there's always a plethora of questions, but what are the right answers? We have the right answer for you. Our financial guru, Saul Albom, joins us again. So many of you like Saul, so he is back by popular demand, joining us from Oslo, Norway. Hey, Saul.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
You know, we were just talking to Ken in Connecticut, and he was asking a couple of different questions. And one of the things that came up that I threw out there is saying, well, what about Canada and what's happened in Canada and how well they're doing, talking about the economics of it. And I briefly at the end brought up healthcare because we've had people call and complain, and I know Canadians who say their health care is crappy. His yes, it's essentially, oh, that's off the bill, but the problem is they can't ever get beds for some of the easiest things, that whatever it is, whether they need something done with their appendix or whatever, unless it's an emergency. Their health care system really isn't that great. Now, you're in Norway, and we were talking off the air. What's the health care system like there?
Well, I actually have been fortunate enough to been sick in Canada and sick in Norway, so I can kind of comment on that. And your last caller had some great points talking about what's going on in Canada, the healthcare system, which we're moving forward to. You know, and I can tell you that you have a two system. You have one for the wealthy and you have one for the poor. If you're going to be waiting, you're going to be seeing an overstrained general doctor, a general practitioner, who's going to diagnose you. and your copays are going to be very low. And then after a certain point, after you spend about $300 on doctor visits, it's everything's 100% covered. Okay, but the thing is that if you're someone that works in the U.S., you work for a nice company, you have health insurance, you're going to be okay. You're going to be much better off in the U.S. because your taxes are less. So you pay your insurance at your job, but that's better than paying 50% in taxes. So, you pay 50% in taxes and get less, but if you're working, you pay your $400, your $500, your $600 a month, or $300 a month in insurance from a major company, and you get the same thing with better service. Basically, you go in and, I've been to the emergency room here in this country, and we twice, and I didn't get service. With friends and other twice we waited for 5 hours for service in the emergency room, and we didn't get to, we literally left the emergency room, and just crossed our fingers and hoped hopefully nothing will happen. So if someone breaks your leg, you're going to be okay. So if you're the bottom 20%, and let's be honest here, if you're the bottom 20%, you don't have health insurance in the U.S., or if you're working poor in the U.S., you're in real big trouble. And that's something that we need to discuss and have a national debate about and put a solution to how we can lower costs for the bottom 20% who can barely afford insurance or who can only get a hospital discount plan. Okay, and that's where. But for everyone else, we're really going to be running into trouble. Now, secondly, we've moved to the Obamacare here, and the major portions of Obamacare are going to be hitting in 2014. And if you've read the last McKinsey report, which even Howard Dean has come out and said he agrees with, but he's happy with, saying that at least one third of all employers are going to dump all of you listeners. One third of you guys are going to get dumped on the government health care rolls because the costs are still going up. Now think about it this way: they have the Obamacare that's putting it's putting 20-50 million people more on the rolls, but they're not doing what it takes to lower the actual cost. It's like the same auto insurance is insurance is insurance. It covers
right.
It doesn't matter whether it's life insurance, health insurance, driver's insurance. If you're upset about how auto insurance costs so much money. And let's face it, auto insurance does cost a lot of money for
right,
a lot of people.
Right,
just think of all the billions of dollars auto insurance, right? Now, you're upset about the cost of auto insurance. Why instead of passing laws about what they have to cover and all this stuff, why don't you try to figure out a way to make safer cars?
Why don't you there try you to, go.
I mean, think about it. I mean, the cost of auto insurance, why don't you try to figure out a way to make cars that don't cost as much money to repair? If the cost to repair a car was only $200, how would car insurance cost a lot of money? It would be like
right.
$2 a month for car insurance. I mean, that's sure. what it would be.
Sure, so, it's about the insurance.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. It's the actual
insurance companies, yeah.
Yeah, just at the actual underlying cost. And, let me also address your other your caller. And by the way, I will always encourage you to call and check out the website America Tonight. And, Kate's going to be offering all kinds of cool new
inside stuff.
Inside stuff's on the website. And I'm going to be starting to write an economic article for Kate. So you can go check out her website at americatonight.net. And, one of the things your caller brought up, China and the unemployment rate. And I'll tell you, some of my single friends, what they say, when they're at the bars, what they say to the girls? They're like, I got a job.
Like, that's brutal.
That's brutal.
You have a job? Great. Let me hook up with you. What's your job? It doesn't matter.
Right. It's not even like I'm a banker or like I'm a lawyer. It's because that doesn't matter because you're going to get laid off anyway, right? So, I mean, it's especially brutal for people under the age of 25 or 30.
Oh.
At a 25 to 50% unemployment rate. Last statistics, 50% unemployment rate for people under the age of 25. 50%, right? So, I mean, welcome to the new normal. Welcome to the Keynesianism. And, your caller was asking, what's going on here? It's the simple fact is that we're not competitive. The regulation is too difficult. You have unlimited liability if you hire an employee. Healthcare costs, it's minimum wages should be lower. It's just, signing someone up. If you got to hire someone, if you're, and I'm just blasting out here, You got to fill out all your W-2 forms. You got to file with the government. You got to check your IDs and stuff like this. It's just a nightmare. Who wants to hire anyone? So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kate. I wanted to address.
No, you're absolutely right in talking about the 50% is outrageous. Under the age of 25, I worry for my nephew who's 10 years old. Even my sister-in-law said that my brother and I have to help him. That hopefully one of us has a company that he can work for, because who knows what life is going to be like by the time he gets to that age, if we continue to go down the same path that we're going on. What do we need to turn around? What do we not know that we're not being told, that you've done a bunch of research on, when it comes to the economy and where we're at and what Obama's selling? What Obama's saying with the jobs, that's not going to work. I don't believe it's going to work, but I know there's other underlying reasons why it won't.
Okay, so here's the reason, and it kind of goes back 90 years. Okay, so back in the 1920s, there was a huge debate between socialism, communism, and the free market people. And there's some guys called there's a guy called Mises, and all you got to do is just Google all this. I mean, it's all even past copyright. You can download the books that these guys wrote and read it. And basically, it comes down to how best to allocate resources. And when you have a country in trouble, you need to be able to allocate resources that benefit everyone. Well, the problem is that central planning doesn't do it. And why? Because it's not so much because you know, business people are dumb or people in government are bad or anything like that. It has to do with the actual knowledge in itself that you can't – that once you have prices that are manipulated, you can't make good decisions on where the resources are going to go. Let me give you an example. If I said Hugo Chavez should know what buildings should be put on, or what the price he should set the interest rates on his banks, you would laugh at me. If I said Vladimir Putin knows where industry should go and how much what loans, and he's got such special committees set up, you'd laugh at me, right? And the same thing here with Ben Bernanke. And so basically the bottom line is that as we spend money, it's not going to be efficiently spent, and it's literally destroying wealth. And I want to bring out one point that when you look at GDP, you say, okay, my government stuff is going to create GDP. Well, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that you're actually bringing wealth, right? We keep equating GDP with wealth. But if I go out and smash 1,000 windows and then I build them again, well, we got 1,000 windows in GDP. Are we actually richer?
No.
Right. So exactly. Okay. So if I go build a ditch, right, and I want shovel ready, right, why don't we just give them spoons? Why don't we just give them shovel ready spoons? And then we can just employ everyone. You know, so
right.
I mean, so what the key is that we have to create wealth. So what we're doing is we're taking money from businesses like Apple and Google and Kate, who provides a service, and me, and spending it on spoon-ready services that aren't creating wealth. We are literally making ourselves poorer every single day and struggling against this. So it is not working. It hasn't worked in Japan. It hasn't worked in any other places. And we're only going to get worse. If we keep going down this path, we're going to be like Japan, and we're going to have a permanent 50% unemployment rate for every listener's children out there. And not only that, healthcare is going to continue to deteriorate, and that's just the good news. The bad news is the inflation and everyone's savings be wiped out except for the rich people like Kate, because Kate can afford
right.
silver and real estate, right? Because I mean, because our debt is so high right now. The national debt is at what, 14 trillion unfunded liabilities. God, you know, depends upon who you talk to. So anywhere between 50 to 80 trillion dollars unfunded liabilities. I mean, we'll be looking like Greece, and we'll see where the money supply goes. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Saul, can you hang on?
Absolutely, I'll be right here.
All right, so we're going to come back with more of our conversation with Saul Alden from Oslo, Norway. Hang with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Saw album, our financial guru here on America Tonight. So I wanted to make sure that we got to a couple of things. One, China. Mitt Romney thinks we need to step on Red Dragon. What do you think?
Well, I it depends what he means by step on. So the problem is we can't step on them because what they do for us, and that is just buy our debt so we can buy their crap.
And thanks.
So just think about it. I mean, the United States runs a big budget deficit and spends borrows 40% of every dollar it spends. So basically, our federal government is spending, $2.5 trillion every year, and 40% of that comes from loans. Okay, so in order for us to keep up this kind of, it's like Paul, your husband, who spends all on his credit card, right? So mm-hmm. He's spending all this money, but 40% of it comes from his credit card. So like every other time he's spending a credit card. So it's like saying, well, we need to, crush the bank that loans me money so I can spend all this stuff, right? So
right.
We kind of got this symbiotic relationship, but this is kind of the theme of the year, the last couple of years, is when you owe the bank $100,000, you have a problem. When you owe the bank $100 million or $100 billion, the bank has a problem. So all we have to do is say, maybe we're going to miss some interest payments, right, and send everything toppling, or we're just not going to pay you back, or or something like that, or slap off some tariffs. But I don't think that would be a great idea. What the problem with China is that they have their own problems too. If you've taken a look at China, they don't have what's called a free press like we do. They don't really have kind of a green movement, like they don't have an Al Gore over there, and their pollution is actually so bad. Remember, we talked about this for the Olympics. You know, people,
yes,
they would be scared, right? That literally the environmental damage is so bad that you could literally take a few years of all the production to try to clean up their environmental damage, like just like poisons everywhere. And again, what's the problem with totalitarian states? Is that with no dissent, you can just pollute all you want. So, like, you know, Russia, China, all these, you know, socialist dream worlds are actually the worst for the environment, and us horrible capitalist people are actually the best for the environment because, you know, we have free speech and all that stuff. So, but anyway,
yeah.
So, you know, but China basically takes money from the poor people and then buys our debt, push down their currency so they can sell us crap. And that's going to come to an end. And, you know, the stock market in China is down about 30% on the year. And, you know, it is a very volatile situation. And that's something we need to talk about sometime, is that, you know, how China is going to collapse, because it will. That's the real ghost in the room that no one was talking about, is that the unsustainability, the environmental problems, you know, the Tiananmen
sure.
Square type activities over there. That's we could dedicate a whole show to that, but
we will. We'll
step,
do that.
Should we
we'll
step?
Do.
Okay. Bottom line. If we need to step on them, let's cut it so we don't need their money first. Or, you know, let's make it so we don't need Gambino money. Right? And then we'll
that's right. Pick their pockets first, and then we'll step on their throats.
There we go.
How about? Remember, I'm from New Jersey. How about gold? What's going on with gold? Gold went down like $100 on Friday. It's still in such a great shape, really, if you think about it. Up 16% for the year to date, really, even after the loss on Friday. Where do you think gold goes?
Okay, so gold, the price of gold is hard to determine, but I think I figured it out. It is, you take gold and you divide it by the amount of gold out there, and you divide it by the amount of fear, and then that's the price of gold. So, you know, what we saw was a mechanical type of sell-off where profit-taking goes place. You know, the QE3 is not coming. The prop up and the manipulation of the market is. And listen, guys, I'm a registered. Okay, I'm not currently with an investment bank right now, but yeah, the listeners have to understand. I'm Series 7 licensed. Not only I'm Series 7 licensed, I'm Series 24. Okay, I'm licensed in the U.S. to run an investment bank, trading operations, stock brokers. Everything in an investment bank, okay? So not just an investment bank, but stock brokering, trading. Again, you know, I'm licensed to run a hedge fund, okay?
Right.
So, like, I'm not some lunatic out here, okay? I've managed millions of dollars. I've represented public companies in the market, okay? I've had, you know, worth of millions and millions of dollars worth of transactions, all right? So I'm not just some lunatic, okay?
You know, I
used to make fun of guys like me. You want to keep gold in your closet? What are you, an idiot? I mean,
right,
it doesn't
right.
Make, all right, but the bottom line is, you know, the bottom line is that this is a buying opportunity from gold, and that the only thing that Bernanke knows how to do, the only thing that that people in power in Europe needs to do, or that know how to do, is print money and bail out other rich people and other banks, is to sustain
sure.
the status quo. It's not sustainable. It is not sustainable. So what's happening is with Operation Twist and all these guys, they're just going to continue to print money over the long run. It will create massive shockwaves in the economy. It makes it harder for the entrepreneur to know what's going on. If inflation is not uniform, okay, not everything is going to go up 5%. Some things, I mean, just because, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, this inflation is not causing banana prices to go up. And when I go to the store, so strawberries are not up. Well, you know what? Sometimes strawberries are going to be up 50%, and sometimes machinery is going to be down 20%. Sometimes kitchens, you know, you people out there that, you know, maybe want to open up a restaurant, we don't know. It's like dye. This inflation dollars are like dye in a patient when you need to see where the cancer is. You know, the
yeah.
dye, we don't know where the dye is going. And it's creating massive shockwaves. So how how does an entrepreneur know if he's turning a profit if because of inflation, ketchup prices are going up and mustard prices are going down? You know, we don't know. So bad decisions, bad economics. And you know, the only thing – so with bad decision making on entrepreneurs, that means less wealth. That means more problems. That means gold prices and silver prices over the long run are going up. You know, that's all they know how to do is print money. And God – and they're running this huge experiment. Nobody knows. We doubled the money supply over the last few years. Nobody the hell knows what's going to happen. And, you know, we'll revert back hopefully to a bimetallic standard where, you know, there's competition in money where they – this can't, you know, make up dollars. Now, gold is just a made up thing too. So, you know, why not have, you know, aluminum dollars or tobacco dollars or, you know, something that they can't print away. You know, and have, you know, was it a couple of years ago where one of the movie stars was like, pay me in British pounds or pay me.
Right.
In-
yes. Yeah. Right. It was, I think it was Giselle who's married to the model. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the smart one. She's the smartest one of us all. And she probably. You know, and she's probably made out like a bandit as the dollar's gone up and down. Now coming to predicting on where currency prices go on the short run, that's very difficult because you don't know where people are going to get scared and buy stuff. But over the long run, it's inevitable. I mean, what do you think they're really going to cut Social Security? Or do you really think they're going to cut Medicare? You really think that you know? So the bottom line here's the secret for your listeners is that it's being baked into the pie that they're going to print and try to get about 5% inflation so that we can inflate away all this debt. So if we have, you know, 4%, 5% inflation over 10 years, that'll cut our budget deficit in half. Okay. Now it's going to wipe out all your listeners. Okay.
Right.
You know, and then have other effects, like I said, about the entrepreneur. And this is your listeners need to know, is that the inflation causes the entrepreneurs to make bad decisions because you have nothing stable. It's like you're trying to build a business castle on money, right, on the valuation of money and things, when everything's shifting perpetually. You don't know.
Right, so it's tough. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. Thanks for painting such a bleak picture and putting us all in a good mood, Saul.
keep listening. Well, I mean, just do what I did. I mean, we're going to have 50% taxes in the U.S. I said might as well move to Norway if I'm going to pay 50% taxes.
No kidding. Hey, next time we'll talk about China some more and also some things that people can do. It's always fun to have you on. Saul Album, financial guru, thanks so much. Tell your wife we say hello.
We sure will. You can check out the new article coming out on AmericaTonight.net.
All right. Thanks, Saul. Wow, good stuff. Pay attention, too, because as he said, he's done so much research in all these areas. Saul and I met a couple of years ago, probably 5 years ago, and became fast friends, and he always has been right on the money, so to speak, when it comes to what direction we're headed in. And we'll talk about that in the upcoming weeks. If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on the email and bada bing, you are in.